Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, my cousin.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, and Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalisco, this is L. Rod Smith Bay, and y'all are tuned in live to another show on our Talk Times of America. Today is Legality 101 with L. Rod Smith Bay. None other than yours truly. As always, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'd like to thank the Onkesters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. I say, with that being said, let's get it. Alright, I got my co-host with me. Like I said, she's in the background. It's about every show now. Moderating a little bit. You know, might have some questions. You know, she can jump in anytime or comments or whatever. Okay. Again, we're going to discuss the importance of knowing the law and knowing the language of law, legalese, and like what certain words actually mean in law. Not what you think they mean, but their true meaning. That's the etymology of etymology, the true meaning, right? So that's what we're going to deal with. Because certain words that we've been using or that have been drilled into us over time, time again, that's constantly so much that it's become a label, so much that it's become branded onto us that we think this is all we are, this name, this label, because that's all it is. It's not identity, okay? And again, Legality 101 with Bill Ross Smith, Bay, part one. Okay, I got a couple of words that I will break down legalese of these words. And as always, rules of the show. 10 minutes in, I'm going to pause, boom, give everyone a chance chime in, to call in, you know, have any questions or comments. Then again, 20 minutes in, I have another pause for Q&A, and then I'll finish up the show. All right, let's get into it. First word that I have is minor. Minor. What is a minor? What is the legal definition of minor? And you can quote me on this, and you can look this up yourself. Never take anything I'm saying. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up yourself. This is what it's about. Okay? It's about doing it yourself, your own self. Can't just take anyone's word for it now. But what is a minor? And this is according to Black's Law Dictionary, second edition. Go online. It's a free online legal dictionary. Okay? And it says, the legal definition of minor is an infant or person who is under the age of legal competence. Term derived from civil law, which describes a person under a certain age as less than so many years. Okay. Also, of less consideration or lower, a person of inferior condition. Okay, this was the legal definition of minor. All right. And now that you know the definition of minor, you also know the definition of minority. And that's also another legal designation that is used on many of the indigenous melanin-rich people of the world. Okay? A minority. How can you be a minority when you are over a 10-to-1 ratio? Right? Everywhere you are, we're over 10-to-1 ratio. And on the planet, it's 20-to-1. We outnumber Pale Man, the Albion Man, 20-to-1 on a global scale. So how are we a minority? See, this is where you have to learn the law so you can actually know and comprehend the language. They're not talking about you're literally a scale of how much your population is. They're talking about your legal capacity. Are you capable, are you legally capable and competent, right, to actually make moves and provide and make decisions for yourself without a guardian, right, without a someone above you, right? So again, we're talking about legalese, the language of law, or the legal language. Okay, so this was the definition of minor or minority and minority, okay? And now we're going to move on. So now that we know what a minor is, let us look at majority. And the root is major. Definition of major. Legal definition. Okay? The legal definition of major, again, this is coming from Black Law Dictionary, second edition. Okay. The legal definition of major is a person of full age, one who is no longer a minor, one who has attained the management of his own concerns. Okay. Straight out of Black's Law Dictionary, second edition, online, free online legal dictionary. Okay. So anyone can go and look up this definition and proofread. Even read along with me if you have your computer, pen, write it down if you don't. So now that we just did these two words, majority and minority, or minor and major, you can kind of see the the game that's being played now. You can kind of get a better idea the scope of the wordplay and how real it is. Okay? So now you can see that when they're calling you, and when I say you, I'm talking about a multitude of our people. When they're calling you a minority, they're saying that you have not reached full age. They're saying that you have not attained the management of your concerns, right? They're saying that you're still a minority. You're still a minor. You're under the age of 18. Okay? You need someone else to govern your affairs. So this is what they're saying when they're calling you a minority, when you take on that legal designation. You know, there was a clip, and there was a female officer. You know, she was Melanie Rich. And, you know, it went viral on Instagram, on YouTube. And she was like, she said, this is her words, "I'm a double minority. I'm an African-American, and I'm a woman." She said she's a double minority. And I was just like, wow, that's a lot to say for yourself. And you really don't know what you're saying. You just can't point to knowing the words, because the true meaning of words, etymology. Okay? And this is about 10 minutes in, so I'm going to pause now for questions and answers. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in now. All righty. We're going to continue on with the show. No one called in, so let's continue to get it going again. We're going to deal with this third word after major and minor. It's nationality, and this ties in directly to all the other words. The legal definition of nationality is that quality or character which arises from the fact of a person's belonging to a nation or state. Nationality determines the political status of the individual, especially with reference to allegiance, while domicile determines his civil status. Nationality arises either by birth or by naturalization. Okay? So, Vinny, nationality is also used as opposed to territoriality. Territoriality. But let me see if I can get this right. Territoriality. For the purpose of distinguishing the case of a nation having no national territory, i.e. or e.g. the Jews. Huh. That's interesting. So to put it in a nutshell, your nationality determines your political status, right? It arises from your birthright, your heritage. That is where your nationality stems from, your inheritance. Then your birthright from your mother and father. You are what your mother and father is, right? So that's what nationality is. Determines your political status. And I just want to keep stressing that. Political status, okay? And it arises, nationality arises from your birthright, or heritage, okay? Keep that in mind. Next definition is refugee. Okay. The legal definition of refugee A person who flees or is expelled from a country, especially because of persecution, and seeks haven in another country. Okay. Definition, the legal definition of immigrant. And again, this is from Black Law Second Edition. A definition of immigrant, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T, immigrant with an I. Okay. This term describes a person who enters a country for permanent residence from another country. So this means that you are foreign. This means that you are foreign in another land. Okay. And again, that's immigrant. Immigrant with an I. And what's so interesting is that there is another word that is almost exactly the same. The only difference is it's spelled E-M-I-G-R, okay, immigrant, okay? It's the only difference. Now, let's look at the definition of immigrant, E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T. The legal definition of immigrant with an E is one who quits his country for any lawful reason with a design to settle elsewhere and who takes his family and property if he has any with him. One who quits his country. What does that really mean, though? We need a deeper definition. Right? Well, let me get a deeper definition for y'all. Better explain. Okay. Immigration with an E is the act of leaving one's country to live elsewhere. It is to be distinguished from expatriation, which means the abandonment of one's country and renunciation of one's citizenship, while immigration denotes merely the removal of person and property to another country. Okay. So remember, there's two different definitions of immigrant. There's immigrant with an I and immigrant with an E. Okay? Two different definitions in law. Let me see where my time is. Alrighty. Now is the time. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. So it's all about building. It's all about implementation. Right? It's all about utilizing what we have. Okay? Utilizing this knowledge. It's about application. Okay? This is where wisdom and real power comes into play. When you apply, you know. Right? All righty. I haven't seen any callers. So as always, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode on our Talk Arms of America. Legality 101 with Del Rossman. Okay. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Central Time Zone. Our next show, we're going to deal with trust law. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into the terms and legal names and titles that are used. We're going to learn the elements of a trust, right? Going to learn all of that good stuff. In about 30 minutes, I'm going to try to, I'm not going to cram too much information, but I'm going to give you, you know, enough that you can, you're going to have a basic idea of what a trust is. Okay, you're going to know how it functions, right? And the components. And I also have a few definitions I want to get in before my time ends. So here we go. What is the legal stateless or statelessness,
right,
in international law? The definition of stateless or statelessness is the lack of citizenship. Okay. One who is not considered any state. Okay. And this is the state that most indigenous melanin-rich people in America and the world are in, a state of statelessness, having no memory or idea of nationality. And this is what we must get back to. And with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in again to Legality 101 with Del Rossman Bay. I'll be on tomorrow, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. Thank you. Everyone enjoy the rest of your night. Why Nation.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing.